Here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Whew, nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. with a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on a Thursday, as we go into the second hour, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. If you're living in Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Florida, Colorado, or Texas, well, I envy you, because if you're carrying a gun, available to you is all the bells and whistles available with membership at Texas Law Shield. Once again, joining me from Texas Law Shield is, I believe I am correct about this. Joined again by Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington. Good morning, guys.
Yes, hello, Bill.
Good morning, Bill.
One thing I need to point out, all of you out there that listen to the show that want to join, if you use the promo code BILLRADIO1, there's a little benefit to that. And one time when I was talking to him offline and Edwin stepped out of the room, Michelle threatened me that if I don't get that promo code used, she knows my address. So please use the promo code.
For Bill's health and safety.
So what's been going on? You guys been pretty busy?
Yeah, we've been very busy. We're getting geared up for trial in a couple of cases. We are steadily traveling around Texas doing all sorts of speaking engagements. In fact, me and Edwin were up pretty late last night. We were in North Houston giving a workshop to some people up there on deadly force laws, when you can and cannot shoot. And that's what I spoke on. And then Edwin gave a presentation on civil liability. You know, basically what happens when the criminal process is over, can the perpetrator or the perpetrator's family come back and sue you for monetary damages? But it was a great presentation last night. The people that came out were amazing.
Now, in the event that that would happen, are you available for that as well?
Yes, Bill. We cover the civil process as well as the criminal. It's a comprehensive legal plan. It covers all bases.
It just seems so wanky, because I can't think of a better word for this, that somebody would be involved in a self-defense shooting, and then they're exonerated in a court of law, and it's found to be a self-defense shooting, justifiable lethal force, and then somebody's going to say, well, it was wrongful, and then that actually makes it to court.
Well, the thing is that if somebody goes to trial in a criminal case and they're found not guilty, then those cases usually those would not spawn a civil suit. What the cases that spawn a civil suit is something that's so obvious, that was so obviously a self-defense shooting, that there was no court case. So the police, the DA, the grand jury, somewhere along the line said, we're not even going to file charges on this. Therefore, there's no court determination that somebody acted in self-defense. It's simply the opinion of the prosecutor or the opinion of the grand jury that there's not enough evidence to go forward. But since there's no court determination, that kind of opens the door for a civil lawsuit. And most states have civil immunity statutes where you'd be protected. But the key is you still have to litigate that issue as to whether or not you acted in self-defense. Because unlike a unlike a criminal case where the DA's office is solely responsible for the case going forward, in a civil case, the courts they don't really have the power to throw a case out before it gets to trial if the parties disagree with the facts. And obviously, that's the main fact. Plaintiff says he shot me with no justification, for no reason. The defense says, oh, yeah, I did have a reason because he was breaking into my car or whatever it may be. And so the judge would have to let that go to the jury to determine, did he shoot him, did he shoot him without a reason or did he have a reason to shoot him? And so the jury would decide that fact to decide whether or not he was reasonable in his belief that the guy was breaking in. But in some states, they only allow you a civil liability protection in certain circumstances. Other circumstances, you have to fight it just like you would any other civil lawsuit by claiming that the other party was contributory negligent, assumed the risk of doing his behavior, consented to the action, that sort of thing. You'd have to use all of your other common law defenses that are available in a tort case.
In Texas, is it set up to where loser pays?
No. Loser does not pay attorney's fees. Loser only pays court costs, which are, in the broad scheme of things, court costs are minimal. No, loser does not pay attorney's fees. Heck, in Texas, winner doesn't even collect attorney's fees except in contract cases and in cases where it's statutorily authorized. Getting your attorney's fees, like if you had a car wreck,
right,
and you went to trial and they said, okay, you've been damaged to $10,000. Well, they don't give you $10,000 plus your attorney's fees. Your attorney's fees have to come out of that $10,000.
Such a lovely, lovely setup.
Yeah. So, heck, here in Texas, we don't even have winner collect, loser pays.
Right.
We don't even have winner collects.
Did we have we gotten resolution on the Temple case?
No, not yet. The DA's office still is saying that they don't have the file yet from the police department. But I would expect that it would go away. I mean, the thing, looking at it on its face, I don't know. I have no idea what kind of cockamamie legal theory they're going to come up with. But this is definitely the sort of thing that looks like it should be dismissed as soon as somebody takes a look at it.
What I'm referring to, folks, with the Temple case is one of the founders of Come and Take It in Texas was in a parking lot using the Wi-Fi with permission of the preacher because it was in a church parking lot when some police officers happened upon him. And the fact that he wasn't trespassing, that did not negate it. I guess, Edwin, when they got there, they just were waiting for this light bulb to go off in their head for the reason they could arrest him, weren't they?
Correct. Apparently, even after they talked to the preacher, like the individual said, look, I got the preacher's permission. Here's his name. Here's his phone number. They called. The preacher was like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Even after, that should have been the end of it. They should have said, okay, well, we're just checking on you. Good day. Have a nice day. But apparently, they continued to detain him, basically, and search his car and everything else. I mean, there's a lot of fishy / possibly illegal activity all over this.
One of the things that the open carriers in Texas are doing, because they're carrying black powder guns, because those are not illegal. I guess they're the only handgun you can carry openly. Is that right?
Well, yeah, they're not. Texas specifically exempts a category of black powder guns from regulation. They declare them by definition not to be firearms. They're still deadly weapons, as in if there was a deadly weapon crime, they could still charge you for that. But as far as a firearm crime, it has to be a black powder pistol that is a replica of a pistol that was manufactured before 1899 and is not capable of firing cartridge ammunition. So if you had, if somebody made you a black powder version of a 1911, that would not meet the definition of the exclusion, and it still would be a handgun.
A Black Powder Rouge. Okay, we're coming up on the first break on the hour, guys. I want to explore this a little deeper, put a few more things out about it, just so the ridiculous quotient can come out. So if you guys will sit back, take a break, get some more coffee, whatever you want to do. Texas Law Shield, you can find them at texaslawshield.com or uslawshield.com. I named the states they're operating in. They're working on coming to a state near you. It is the last piece in the toolkit. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Edwin and Michelle from Texas Law Shield about this Mickey Mouse case that they're involved with down in Temple, Texas, which is also the site of the infamous C.J. Grisham case, isn't it?
It is. It's in the same location.
The C.J. Grisham case, if you're not familiar with it, C.J. Grisham, I believe he was active duty military, taking a walk, with a rifle slung on his back, muzzled down, butt up, and somebody called the cops, and the cops show up and put him across the hood. And I think they or didn't they charge him with walking on the wrong side of the road? That was finally the thing they could charge
him. That was their reasonable suspicion to stop him. Yes, and the thing is that police officer didn't even know that was a crime at the time he stopped him. But the law is so messed up with regard to the way the courts allow the police to just impose their will against people. The courts are so messed up with this regard that if a police officer stops a person for what he believes is one reason, and that reason turns out not to be legally justified, if the courts can find the courts at the prodding of the DA's office, of course, if the DA can manufacture a reason why this person could have been stopped, then the courts will say, okay, that's a good stop. Because like I said, this police officer, he didn't even know that on a roadway where there's not an improved sidewalk that you had to walk the opposite direction of traffic. He didn't know that. But the DA said, oh, look, he was doing it, therefore that was reasonable suspicion to stop him, even though the police officer didn't. The courts have actually said that the subjective intent of the police officer is not relevant to determine whether or not a stop is legal.
How can that even be, though?
Well, that is because
that means they can stop you for anything, and then the research team, the wheels go into motion. They say, oh, this would apply to this case.
Oh, yeah. No, I've handled several cases where the police will interfere with somebody's activity and then get on the phone with the DA and go over every possible thing that they might be able to charge somebody with. You know, and unfortunately, the way the laws, unfortunately, you know, for a free society, we sure pass a lot of laws that really are, in most part, either overbroad, that they serve more, it's, you know, basically killing a fly with a sledgehammer, or they're nonsensical. They criminalize something because some interest group got up on their haunches and screamed, "We need a law." You know, one of the ones in Texas that just really, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with guns, but it's sort of infuriating, is the fact that you know, it's illegal for children to ride in the back of a pickup truck bed. I know, I talked about it before. That was just the height of absurdity because every single person in the state of Texas grew up riding in a pickup truck bed. And now
I rode in a pickup truck bed in South Carolina. I thought that was the height.
Exactly. But, you know, like I said, some blue-nosed bedwetters said, oh, my God, some kid may have or, you know, fallen out of the truck and, you know, killed themselves. You know, sorry, you know, that's, you know, I sympathize with that individual situation, but, you know, to circumscribe the rights of everybody because a very, very, very small percentage of people might get hurt is just ridiculous. I mean, that's no way to craft a society.
That's no way to run a railroad, is it?
No, it isn't.
Now, back to the latest Temple case. Now, this guy had just made a video trying to educate police officers as to what is truly a black powder gun. So when they walk up on somebody carrying a black powder gun in their silent civil disobedience, that they wouldn't make the mistake and think that this is, they would understand what they were walking up on. And somehow in the course of this, I think his concealed weapon had fallen off of him. But it was in his car on property where he was allowed and had permission to be there. So was there anything at all that would have been a transgression of the law in his activity when he was sitting there just using the Wi-Fi?
No. I don't believe there is, because especially since they changed the law in Texas recently, the failure to conceal by a license holder, which he did have a license, it used to be that there were only two elements to that type of case. One, the person was a CHL holder, pretty easy to prove. The second case was that an intentional act caused his gun to be unconcealed. Now, it wasn't specific that it had to be an intentional act with regard to the gun, just an intentional act. Well, they felt that was too broad. It wasn't specific enough. So last year, they changed the law to add a few more details and kind of tighten it up a little. Now, in order for somebody to be guilty of failing to conceal by a CHL holder, they changed it to a display by CHL holder, which says that a CHL holder violates the law if, without justification, he displays his concealed handgun to another person in a public place. And we believe that that fails on all three elements. Apparently his gun slipped out from under the seat or wherever it was stored. It was laying on the back seat. The police officer only saw it whenever he shined his flashlight into the dark cab of the car. Clearly he didn't intend to display it. He didn't display it to another person. The other person just happened to happened to see it on his own volition, not at the bequest of the person who had the gun. And thirdly, it wasn't in a public place. While the parking lot can be argued to be a public place, inside the car itself is not a public place. So I think that fails on all three arguments. And then, apparently, they've tried to run this up the flagpole as just a straight unlawful carrying a weapon case, which it fails on that ground, too, because he had a license. And it's specifically a defense that the unlawful carrying a weapon statute doesn't apply to people who have licenses.
And this has not, I mean, the expectation that you have is that it's never going to make it to court. It's just going to get dismissed, right?
My expectation is that if the DA reads the report and the report says what I think it says, that the DA ought to say, okay, we're going to dump it after our very first conversation.
Is it a stall that he's saying, I haven't gotten the charge sheet or whatever he's saying?
Not really. Since I've practiced most of my career here in Harris County, and I guess I've gotten a bit spoiled that Harris County, since it's so big, that things get processed really quickly, because if they didn't, they would get bogged down in a morass of criminal cases. And so I guess I'm spoiled in expecting things to go quicker than they do. But in smaller counties, they really, really do just take their own leisurely time. For example, we had a case in Hidalgo County, which is down in the valley. It was an open carry person. They charged him with a crime that doesn't even exist. I mean, it literally doesn't even exist. But yet, a police officer swore out a probable cause affidavit and got it signed off on by a magistrate who should have known better. I would really like to examine this magistrate's law license for a crime that doesn't exist. And I called the DA's office immediately and said, look, this man's been wrongfully arrested, wrongfully charged. This crime doesn't exist. And they said, well, we haven't got the file. We haven't got the file. We haven't got the file. It took about 6 weeks for them to get the file. The day they got the file, I picked up the phone and spoke to the DA, and he goes, yeah, we've already dismissed it.
Okay, guys, hang on. We're going into the next break. When we get back, we'll continue to explore you and the law and examples brought to you from Texas Law Shield. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid
and
of America.
Welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Joining me again from Texas Law Shield are Michelle Byington and Edwin Walker. You may have noticed we're accommodating their schedule because business is getting good for them. They're going out and taking it to the mat, if you will. Are there other attorneys in Texas that are Texas Law Shield attorneys that are not members of the firm in which you guys work?
Yeah, we've got local counsel all over Texas who are in the major metropolitan areas and even on the outskirts in the smaller rural areas. And then, of course, in our other states, we've got our local counsel there as well who are not part of, you know, the Houston headquarters home base. But, yeah, we've got them spread out all over, and they are much like us, just operate under a different roof.
But the reason I was asking, I mean, Texas is pretty big. You don't need cars to cover that. You need helicopters. I was just wondering if you had like a fleet of Blackhawks or something.
Yeah.
We're working on that.
You're working on that?
Yeah. Yeah, but it does amaze me at how quickly people can get around in other areas. That's one thing, you know, because I've never really experienced that. I've lived here, so the fact that somebody can drive an hour and be in another state is really kind of baffles me. Because we can't, you know, you have to drive at least 2 hours to get out of the state from where we're at.
Well, that depends on where you are when you get in the car, though, right?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. From here in Houston, you know, the Louisiana border is still about an hour and 45 minutes away.
Right.
But if you were in Central Texas, you'd have to drive about 5 or 6 hours before you'd even hit a state line.
That's a lot of area to cover.
And heck, from South Carolina, you get all the way up into Pennsylvania in 5 hours.
I never, you know, when you put it in that, that's a good way of looking at the scale, I guess. Right now, we continue. I mean, I really don't. I mean, what do you think about when the issue of constitutionality comes up, which is not something that you guys argue at all, is it?
Oh yeah, I mean,
really?
We're definitely interested in all aspects of, especially, you know, obviously the Second Amendment, but the First Amendment as well, because these have become we're seeing in today's day that these two really are inextricably intertwined. I mean, Michelle just pointed out this morning another story about some kid getting expelled from school because he wore an NRA T-shirt.
Was that in New York?
Yeah, New York. This poor kid, was put in suspension all day because he wore an NRA shirt. The underlying constitutional right is always in the back of our mind when we go to court. Like Edwin said, the First Amendment is always in our mind. Obviously, the Second Amendment is what we live and, you know, breathe for. And then, of course, always the Fourth Amendment, we're looking for any sort of violation of people's Fourth Amendment rights. It is always in the back of our minds when we are going to court on just, you know, a deadly conduct charge or an aggravated assault charge. We look at the whole entire aspect and try to make sure that we represent our people to the best of our ability in that regard, but also make sure that we're also fighting for their rights as gun owners, as being able to speak their mind and making sure that police are not interfering where they shouldn't be interfering.
What do you guys think of the reports coming out of Connecticut where there are police officers not only... The whole question coming out of Connecticut, and I would guess that would be sort of considered to be a petri dish for other states that want to go this way, is that police officers are going to get out there and say, well, this is what I do. I uphold the law, and this is a law. How dangerous is it for any municipality to get out there and say, well, even if it's unconstitutional, it's a law, and go that way? Doesn't that sort of undermine the credibility and the integrity of the police department in the eyes of the people that they're supposed to serve?
Well, one would hope, but unfortunately, that's the only check on that system. If the police go out there, if there is a, you know, if there's a state law that says, oh, they can do this, then they can do it, and they have qualified immunity in doing it. And so there is very little legal pressure that can be brought on a police force if they are acting in accordance with the law as it's passed. That's why these are all ultimately political issues, and the people need to stand up and not let the legislatures pass these laws in the first place. And then second of all, put pressure on their cities to basically hire police officers and police chiefs and administrators that will use common sense and don't just go out there and start rounding up people just because they have the ability to do that. I saw that quote. I don't know if this is the story you're referencing, the quote about that some veteran who was a gun collector was told by a police officer that he can hardly wait till he gets the kick in his door and take his gun.
It's
pretty outrageous that people think that way.
What do you think the outcome would be if they did that? And they, I mean, this we're going, I don't really want to take you too far from your level of expertise, but I presume Connecticut is a state you've considered going into. If they start doing that and start kicking in doors and cul-de-sacs and everything else, how bad is that going to be?
Well, it'll be very bad, but like I said, it's a political issue. That needs to be stopped on a political level, because on a legal level, it's perfectly legal. The state of Connecticut says you can't have a magazine that has more than 10 rounds. The police officer fills out a warrant, says, I have a belief that this person has a magazine that's 15 rounds. This magazine is located in his house at this way. Please give me a search warrant. And if the magistrate signs off on that, then what the officer does is perfectly legal in knocking down the guy's door and going and getting the magazine and then arresting him for a felony. You know,
For you guys who deal with the idiosyncrasies of Texas law, which is it primarily the biggest idiosyncrasy I see in Texas is that it's legal to carry a gun in the open if it's a long gun, but if you do it, somebody's going to hassle you and probably arrest you, even though it's legal. You get arrested for doing nothing. That in and of itself, just looking at that, is ridiculous. But when you look at Texas and then you look at Connecticut, is it hard for you guys, is it as hard for you as it is for me to look at Connecticut and say, yeah, this is in the same United States in which I live?
Yeah, I don't know how they, I mean, obviously people in Connecticut are Yankees, and we don't understand the mind of the Yankees to begin with. So that's the first point.
Yes,
we use the old Southern phrase, bless their hearts. I don't understand it. One thing I've never understood, even, you know, in the many years that I've been practicing criminal law, is why the government thinks it's necessary to regulate the possession of things. It's just the mere possession. You have it. It doesn't bother anybody. It doesn't hurt anybody. It's yours. It stays in a box in your house. The possession of items should not be illegal. But yet the legislature loves passing laws against the possession of different things. It only should be a crime if it is used in an action that hurts somebody else's persons or property.
And Bill, back to your point about us looking at Connecticut, I mean, we just because we're down here in Texas or somebody's living in Florida or South Carolina, wherever, look beyond your borders to see what's going on across the rest of the nation, because politicians talk. Right, and these anti-gun movements are infectious to what Edwin calls the bedwetters. So it's very important not to live with like an ostrich with your head in the sand. We've got to be aware of what's going on across the country, because it may come to your state, and you need to be ready, and you need to be informed so you can make the right political decisions.
I like it. I like it a lot. Folks, Texas Law Shield operates right now. Texas/U.S. Law Shield operates in Oklahoma, Florida, Pennsylvania, Colorado, and Texas. If you're a member, if you live in one of those states, if you're carrying a gun and you are not a member of them, if you're not a member of Texas Law Shield, U.S. Law Shield, this is the cheapest peace of mind you can buy, because you can prepare for everything up to the point of using the gun in self-defense. When that point comes and it happens, you're going to need them, because that's where they ride in on the white horse. Guys, hang on one more time. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Modern Patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I realize that bump coming in may be seen as incendiary by some people who Edwin calls the bedwetters. Well, okie doke. Joining me again from Texas Law Shield, U.S. Law Shield, are Michelle and Edwin. Guys, we've got a call coming in. Let's go to Terrence in Ohio. Yes, sir.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I got a simple question. A crime, corpus delicti, requires injury or damage and the deprivation of a right for a crime to exist. And going with the story of the cop that says, I think he's got a 15-round magazine, where's the injury, where's the damage, where's the deprivation of a right? Also, Alabama Supreme Court ruled that the municipality has all the rights in the world to regulate itself. It can't regulate people, or we call that slavery. So based on those few things, even the Constitution, that people have the right to keep and bear arms, it's not a grant of permission to anybody, to the people. It's a directive to employees, government representatives, that they cannot walk into this field of possession of arms. So why is it so difficult? And then there's a writ of quo warranto. Why is it so difficult to hold these government employees accountable and have them, at minimum, fired from their jobs? You know, if they cut your flesh and make you bleed, well, then there should be jail time and things like that. But at a minimum of this cop getting a warrant and this magistrate granting the warrant, there's got to be a way to fire these people, get them out of their job forever. And that's my comment, and I'd like to hear your response. Thank you.
We could not agree with you more. I mean, if more people thought like you did, oh my gosh, this world would be a much better place. But
you guys would
I mean,
be out
really,
of a job.
We might be. Who knows? Yeah. But for the better of society, we'll take that sacrifice. But what you can do, unfortunately, a lot of our people are apathetic to what's going on around them. And it's like, well, if it's not affecting me, I don't care. Well, that's only a matter of time before it affects that person. So it's important for these people to stay informed and to get these people. A lot of these people are elected, and a lot of these people are appointed by elected officials. So it's very important, you know, when it's time to go out there and vote these people out of office who are out violating other people's rights.
And the thing about it is, governmental immunity is a very, very powerful thing. And it's always been argued that, oh, you need it for the efficient running of government. Government shouldn't, you know, be scared of incidentally infringing on people's rights. But I disagree with that philosophy entirely. I think government needs to be most responsible. However, the law, it all goes back to the sovereign. You know, you couldn't sue the king. The king could not be harmed. The king was the state. And so that was, even though we don't have a king anymore, we still transferred that philosophy that the state is all-powerful, and the state, you know, it must be an extraordinary set of circumstances for the state to be found liable for damages. And, you know, we think that's a high standard. It shouldn't be that high. And basically, in order to make a case against a police officer, you have to show that at the time they were violating somebody's rights, that they knew they were violating somebody's rights, and they purposely did it for the purpose of violating their rights. If they say, well, I was justified under law, then they get away with it. I mean, police tear people's stuff up all the time executing search warrants, but the courts have said, yeah, if you got to tear some stuff up to execute a search warrant, then it's the greater good of society that is served. They you know, the police courts say all the time that, you know, we don't want to handcuff the police, or, you know, the law enforcement is such a highest duty to protect the society and things like that. And I don't believe that that's true. It's certainly true to a degree, and we do need laws. I'm not advocating anarchy, but I don't think that we need so many laws, and I don't think that the police ought to be given unfettered discretion when executing those laws.
I guess Terrence, did you drop off? I guess he did. Thanks for the call, Terrence. The apathy part is what bothers me the most. It's really what bothers me the most. The apathy part of it, and you guys, this is just a matter of my opinion, but I'd like to know what you think about it. The apathy part is what has led to things like what's happening in Connecticut. And it's led to this belief by politicians that citizens will give them, cede to them, their personal safety. And then they just take that and just run with it and do whatever they want. And it sounds like it's something straight out of, what's the name of that book? Atlas Shrugged, you know, where they're taking and they're creating laws that they know nobody's going to follow, but they create a new class of law breakers that they can go after with unbridled gusto.
Well, just to tag on to this, and this is not necessarily specific to guns, but obviously I'm talking about activity that doesn't harm anybody. And of course, it goes back to the carrying long guns. It doesn't harm anybody. To shoot somebody with a long gun would harm them, but simply to see one doesn't harm. And that's the trouble is that we've gotten away from, you know, all the stuff that actually harms people. That's been against the law for centuries. So it's been against the law to murder people, rape people, steal their property, you know, things like that. And so we're in a time where the governments are just passing laws because somebody got up in arms that they didn't like what somebody else was doing. You know, like zoning, heck, something like zoning restrictions. You know, somebody wouldn't like the fact that somebody else painted their house purple. Well, you know, by God, that's their house. If they like purple, let it be purple. It shouldn't, you know, there's too many laws based upon what people like, and people are too concerned with telling other people what to do.
Well, and that's how the government stays in power, Bill, is that you have the people dependent on you. That's how you stay in power. At the end of the day, I think that's what our problem is.
Yeah, and I believe that most stuff that's done nowadays has nothing to do with my welfare, your welfare, anybody's welfare. It has to do with keeping them in power.
Correct.
So, anyway, interesting times we live in, interesting times. Now, next week we're going to stay a little more on point. I've been having some technical issues I've been paying attention to, and so I don't want to stray too much from your level of expertise, although I do like getting your take on things because you have that legal perspective. I'm just, you know, I just operate by instinct. Which I guess was part of the Constitution, wasn't it? They looked at things, these are natural rights. Instinctively, I know this.
Correct. And that's the philosophy of what our nation was founded on, is that you should have a right to do whatever you want to do until the government tells you you can't. The government doesn't give you permission. The government just tells you what you can't do. And unfortunately, like I said, all the really bad stuff that you shouldn't be able to do, the government outlawed a long, long time ago. So how do these current politicians stay relevant? They just start passing a whole bunch of laws that regulate basically taste and behavior, that, you know, self-contained behavior that doesn't hurt anybody else.
They don't quite get that doing less would be considered performing constitutionally, do they?
No, they do not. They don't understand the concept of limited government.
Think our Congresswoman, Sheila Jackson Lee, thinks that the Constitution has been in place for over 400 years.
I saw that.
Yeah, so she's my representative.
Yes, Michelle actually lives in her district.
I live in her district, yes.
I was probably a resident of Ron Paul's district, but, you know, he retired, so.
So, Michelle, are you, like, looking into, have you called a realtor yet? Does that embarrass you that bad, or?
I have made it my personal agenda to do everything I can to get her out of office.
Oh, you want to unseat her, okay. Hey, I find it interesting that she even comes from Texas. Guys, thanks for joining me. We will circle back. I got some questions for you about some other stuff. But thank you for joining me.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, folks, going into the third hour. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.